Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang podcast.
Why so slow?
I don't know. It's like we're preempting each other, aren't we?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. I have just done 4 days of night. 4 days of night. That's a terrible
That's a very contradicting sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I've literally just woke up. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon here now, but... Yeah, and so I'm wide awake.
And I've just started work, the joy.
Yay.
How are you? Are you ready for Christmas?
I think so. I haven't bought a single thing yet, but we'll get to that this weekend.
I've bought you a present.
Oh, yeah. Our little secret Santa.
Well, actually, I've bought you a present and I've bought you an accompanying thing that you're going to fucking hate, but it's funny.
Oh, no.
But we'll do that on another podcast, won't we?
This is for our secret Santa.
Yeah.
There's only two of us, so I don't know who's going to get mine.
Oh, who could it be? Who could it be?
Right.
Fantastic.
So,
yeah.
In a couple of weeks, we'll be doing our Oscars.
I can't wait. I've got the frock ready. I've got my speech ready.
Yeah, yeah.
What
you're not wearing
wear?
Those now. I mean, this is where we announce the films. You should be wearing it now. I hope you're wearing your frock.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. I've had my hair done, my nails done, the makeup, the lot. I'm looking so professional. Got my Tiffany necklace on. Oh.
So I don't know what to call these awards. I tried to do a play on Oscars and Horoscars.
Yeah, we go with the Horoscars.
I think that works.
I mean, it's a bit of a tongue tire, but you know,
it is. If you try and say it, it sounds like you're having a stroke, but it's fine.
It'll be fine.
So
yeah.
So what we'll do our favourite film of the year.
Oh, God.
We'll pick two each.
Yeah.
We'll pick two for actor, actress, and our franchise of the year.
And best kill.
And best kill, of course.
Don't forget that. That's the important bit, actually.
I've got a shit film for best kill.
Have you?
I think it was a good kill.
Weirdly, so have I.
I think we'll start with that, should we?
Shall we? Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I just want to say, before we start, I value our friendship very, very much and the time that we have together on air.
Christ.
I think this is going to lead to a bit of an argument. We're going to have a bit of a domestic in a minute.
Oh, no.
But you'll be fine because obviously... I mean,
for those who listen to the podcast, Emma really likes Halloween Kills. Imagine that. Imagine being the only person in the world that likes
Halloween. It's fucking amazing. You shush your mouth now.
Okay.
But yeah, it'll be fine. We might have a little bit of a debate, but... We'll be friends at the end, yeah?
But here's the thing. It's not actually up to us who wins these Oscars.
Well, it's probably a good job for you because I'm female and therefore right, really. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
So we'll put the awards up on Twitter.
Yeah, we will.
Vote. Please all take part as well. I always feel like we get loads of views and listen to this podcast, but no one votes for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, they'll do this.
But
they love me and they're going to support me.
I will promote it every day. We'll put it on the Instagram page.
Yes, we will.
On the
Facebook
page. If you haven't checked those out, please check those out as well.
Please do, guys.
So, our favourite kill of the year. That sounds sick, doesn't it? We sound like psychopaths.
It's literally the best category we could have come up with, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's it. So, for best kill, would you like to go first or should I go first?
I don't mind. Go on, you pick.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Right. So I've picked two. My first choice is, drum roll. I'm going to be really predictable. I'm going for Michael Myers' kill from Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
And it's the scene with the fluorescent light tube and the knife block where he stabs the couple to death.
Okay.
I think it's a cracker. I think it shows his... dark side, his calculating side. I mean, we know he's a bit of a maniac anyway, but very calculating kill. Love it.
I've also gone for that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've picked two, did you say?
Yeah, my second one. I kind of wanted to do something a little bit obscure. Now, can you remember the film Slacks?
I can.
What a great time we had watching that. So this is, if nobody knows, it's a film about a set of killer jeans. I mean, that's just a great film already, isn't it?
Emma's not having a nightmare there. She's not had a breakdown. That is actually what it's about.
This is actually a film. I'm going to go for the first kill in the film in the toilet where the lady gets, basically the jeans tighten a lot and there's a lot of blood and it's very, very graphic and she dies. And to be honest, serves her right for being a skinny bitch, really. So, yeah, I'm gonna opt for that one as my
on the podcast.
Am I there? Hello.
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 Oh no!
Sorry, you wanted to say that again.
Oh no! Where did
first
I
kill
go?
Again. Yeah.
Okay, the podcast did not like my second choice. So my second choice is the killer jeans in Slacks.
Yeah.
And it's where the girl is killed in the toilet. And it serves her right for being a skinny bitch, really. So yeah, she was annoying. She deserved it, and I think that's why I want to put it through as my second nomination.
It was a great kill, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was a great kill. Well. Loads of blood, very graphic.
Yeah, a killer pair of jeans. Who'd have thought it?
Fantastic.
So yeah, for mine, I'm also going for that one in Halloween. I think it was really effective. I like all the camera work, how it panned away from Michael Myers, and you just saw him repeatedly stab.
Yeah.
That
I mean, we know he's a nasty son of a bitch, but he really pushed some boundaries.
Yeah, there. That was pretty brutal, wasn't it?
It was brutal.
And for my second choice, I'm going for Spiral. Can you remember Spiral?
Oh, shit, yeah.
No, it wasn't the best.
Mm-hmm.
But towards the end, there was a kill which involved the coolest man in the world, Samuel Jackson.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane, Pulp Fiction. Mm. He was tied up to the trap, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then as they were opening the door, his skin was peeling away slowly. Ooh. If you can remember that. I remember it.
Wasn't that the final kill in the film?
That was the final one. I think it was pretty good. It was quite effective and looked horrific.
Yeah.
I've gone for that.
That's a good choice, actually. I'll give you that. There's no arguments there.
So there's our three choices for that one.
We're doing well.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be agreeing on Halloween kills a little bit later on, but we are on this one.
I've got my fighting boxing gloves on ready. I'll bring it on, mate.
I don't think we'll be agreeing for actress as well. Would you like to hear my actresses?
I think you're going to be surprised at mine. So, yeah, you go first. I'll keep you on your toes with this one.
So, actresses. Nita Jose Anna, who starred in Psycho Girl. Was she a 12-year-old girl?
She was.
She was really, really funny.
Yeah, she was also very irritating, Andrew, but okay.
Oh, shut up. But yeah, she's my choice. I thought she was a standout role this year.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm being a bit cheeky for the second one.
Go on.
I know we've discussed it, but technically not a horror film. I'm going to go for Afterlife and McKenna Grace.
Okay.
It had ghost in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not agreeing, right.
I'm sticking firmly by mine, I think. I think mine are better, if I'm honest.
That's fine.
So you think I'm going to go for Laurie Strode, don't you?
I do. That was my first thought.
But I'm not going to, because I knew that's what you thought I was going to go for. So fuck you, I'm not doing it.
Typical woman.
Oh, typical woman. My best actress, my first one is Vera Farmiga, who played Lorraine Warren in The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It.
Yeah.
I love her. I think she's been in a lot of things. She's done Annabelle, all the Conjuring films. I just think she's such a likable character. And I find that quite rare. Now, on days I watch horror and I'm like, yeah, just stab them. But her, no, I like her. She's a good character. She deserved to live.
Fair enough. That's a really good choice.
So that's my first one. And my second one is Sadie Sink, who plays Ziggy in the Fear Street franchise. And if you can't remember which one she is, it's the ginger-haired girl that's in all three films.
Yeah, that's a very, very good choice.
I quite liked her. Yeah, exactly. For the same kind of reason, I didn't want her to get killed off. I really liked her character. She played it really, really well. Likable. Very likable. Yeah. So she's my second choice.
Yeah, I really enjoyed them films. They were really good.
They're great fun. I need to watch them again. I really do.
Yeah.
Great
excellent
stuff.
Right. Franchise.
Okay, go for it. Go on. I want to hear what you have to say first.
Not technically a film, but I think it really needs to... I don't think there's any other choice. It's Chucky.
And yeah, how did I not know you were going to go for that? I actually didn't know. And now I feel stupid.
After the TV series and loads of merchandise released this year, I just think it's the horror franchise of the year.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm a little bit disappointed because you're not going to get an argument out of me yet.
You can't.
Damn it.
Can you?
I was ready. I mean, it's Chucky, isn't it? It's fantastic. That TV series is so good.
It ended last week. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Oh, I haven't had time. I'll get
around
to it.
It's now actually on Sky.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
it was released. It was released today. What do you mean properly? I'm sure you were watching it properly anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Sorry, I misspoke.
I'm sure you travel to America every week, like
absolutely.
I did.
Absolutely. I mean,
that's commitment.
I've got the money to do that. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's on Sky this week, and the ending. Wow.
Okay, like it.
Bloodbath. If you like any characters, perhaps don't tune into the final episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not kind.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Oh. I'm going to binge watch that one day, I think. But that's going to be a bottle of wine, some chocolates and whole shebang going on, I think.
Sure.
I might even start from the beginning and just do the lot again.
Yeah, you might as well.
May as well.
It's great. Every episode's good. It's funny.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Well, but it's still not as good as mine, obviously, but it's good. So mine... Well, oh, you're going to hate me. So mine is, we've been waiting since 2016 for him to come back. I'm going with Halloween franchise.
And I'm still waiting.
it's Michael Myers. Come on.
It's a great franchise. I can't argue with that.
You can't. It's probably one of the best around at the minute, I think.
Yeah.
It's going strong. And we've got, you know, Halloween Ends coming soon. So
we have. I can't wait for that one. Perhaps I was a little bit harsh. I don't know.
Yeah, you were, actually. You owe me an apology. You owe all the fans of Halloween a public apology. It was phenomenal.
I won't go that far, but yeah, maybe it wasn't as bad as a let out. So there you go. Halloween and Chucky. I mean, that's a killer category.
That's going to be really hard. I think it's going to be really close as well, because both have such a massive fan base.
I mean, it shouldn't be, but yeah, you're right.
It shouldn't be. I mean, say both have a massive fan base, but all the fans love both, I would expect anyway. Like, I love both. So it's going to be it's like Sophie's Choice. I just don't know.
Who knows? Right. Male.
Mm.
Would you like to go first for best male?
I would really like to. So my first one, I mentioned him on one of our podcasts before. He was such a great actor and he portrayed the role very well. And that's Stephen Lang, who plays Norman Nordstrom in Don't Breathe 2.
Also gone for that one as well.
Have you? Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. He was great though, wasn't he?
He was, really.
Really good.
I don't think it was a strong film, but he was particularly strong. He was good.
I think he held that film together. He held it up.
Yeah.
If it was anyone else, it would have been crap. Yeah, so I've gone for him as my first choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your second?
So my second, you're going to love this one. I think you might agree with me on this, is Zachary Arthur, who plays Jake in the Chucky series.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Really, really young actor. And I can imagine it's really hard to play against a doll. you're not conversing with another human, you're conversing with a doll. So I think he did it really well. Yeah, really liked his character.
And it was a good role as well, wasn't it? I mean, he had to do quite a lot in the series.
And he's got cute curly hair. He's so sweet. Yeah,
he did. He came out to his parents. And really, really good.
Really liked him. So I think
can't argue with either of them.
Oh, God, we're doing really well. We've not had one debate yet. This is boring.
I'm also in picking someone from the Chucky series. Okay. And that's Alex Vincent.
Oh, okay.
Andy Barclay.
Yeah.
God, I don't think you've seen the bits where Andy's in it yet.
No, I haven't. But I'm looking forward to it, though.
I mean, if you think of Andy Barclay, you think of the cute little kid, don't you, with the blonde hair?
Yeah, he's never grown up in my head. He is literally living in Neverland. He never grows old.
And he kind of plays a role, like, in Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. He's scarred.
Yeah.
You know, and he would be as well, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, it's going to fuck you up, isn't it?
But he's prepared for everything. He's good. He's cool. He wears all black. He's got his glasses, you know. Brilliant. He wants to destroy Chucky. And I won't give it away. But
yeah, don't give it away because I'm going to binge watch that all one day and we need to do some mega catching up.
But in the final episode, I was just so nervous that he was going to die.
Oh, don't ruin it for
me. I'm not giving it away, but this is before I watched it. But yeah, just thinking, oh my God, he's been around all my life. Andy Barclay.
Yeah. But I just still see him as a little boy, so it's going to be weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've met the man as well. Really nice fella.
I remember you telling me you'd met him as a man, and my head had to recalculate everything. And I was like, a man? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. He has actually grown up.
And he spoke to me for about 10 minutes.
Oh, is he a nice guy?
And there was a queue. Yeah, yeah. He talked about music.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really, really nice fella.
Jealous. I hope to meet him one day.
Yeah, yeah. He's a cool guy. And for film of the year, this is our big one.
Oh, yeah. Drum roll. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Go on. You go first.
Okay. I'm going to go for... I don't think you're going to agree with this one. Malignant.
Oh, fuck off. No.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. It was original. So this is the one where she had, like, a conjoined twin.
Yeah, you sell it. Go on.
And yeah, I'll kind of sell it. And she has it removed, and it's...
Mm-hmm.
Turns into a bit of a killer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very odd film, but I quite liked it. I thought it was quite funny.
Can we have a new category called worst film and maybe I can put it in that one?
Do you know what? Let's have a worst film of the year in a minute as well.
Oh, yeah, can we?
Yeah, why not?
I'm just writing a Malignant under the bit of paper.
Oh, come on, there was worse films than that this year. Jesus
Christ.
Oh, yeah,
you picked plenty of them. I've got two choices straight off. There we go. Worst film of the year.
And for the second one, another one might be joining it. Psycho Goreman.
Oh, Christ.
Loved it. It was wacky. It was fun. Oh, yeah. What a film.
Yeah, it wasn't my cup of tea, was it? I dissed it quite
a lot.
No,
I don't think you liked it, did you?
No, I hated it. It was like Teletubbies on steroids. It was just weird.
Just loved it. So, so funny. So there you go.
Yeah.
Psycho Goreman and Malignant.
Fantastic.
Are you agreeing on both of them? Are they your choices?
No.
No?
Okay, can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
So I've just written down on my bit of paper, worst film of the year, and I just wrote two films down quickly before you told me your second one. Do you want to guess what they are?
Oh, let me think. What have we watched this year? VHS 94?
No.
Oh.
I mean, what could it be?
I'm just going through... not Psycho Goreman, surely.
Yeah, sorry, Andrew. Oh, so I wrote down Malignant and Psycho Goreman. They are going to be my worst film of the year nominations.
And Aftermath isn't even talked about there.
Yeah.
Can you remember that one?
I think I've mentally blocked it out, if I'm honest.
Oh, dear.
It's painful.
Well, I know my two.
Okay. But how about we do best film of the year? You need my two choices, don't you? Because these are obviously...
Go on.
Tops. Okay, I won't go with the obvious one. I'm going to go with best film of the year, Host.
Host was good.
I think it was really clever. It embraced the current situation we were in, which was lockdown and everyone was sat there Skyping. And it used that as the dynamic for its film. And there was all these girls sat there and it all went to shit around them, like kind of Paranormal Activity styly. Yep. Really enjoyed it. And I loved it because it scared the shit out of my other half.
And I must admit, it's the only horror film we've watched this year that's been scary.
And it was scary. It had jump scenes galore. And yeah. I remember telling you at the time, I was actually sat there the second time watching it with my other half. I watched him instead of the film throughout because he was absolutely cacking his pants. Yeah, and it was hilarious. So yeah,
very,
I'm going to put that through as my top film of the year. And
brilliant.
My other choice, do you want to guess?
I don't think we need to, do we?
No. But it is rightfully there, Andrew, and I will fight to the death. Halloween Kills, the film of 2021.
End of discussion.
It was great. I loved it. I'm a massive fan. I'm obsessed.
It was great.
Yes, it was. God. Well done.
Okay.
So we agree, yeah? Halloween Kills takes the best film.
I've got no doubt Halloween Kills will win because it did have a lot of fans. It was really split down the middle.
It has a lot of fans for a reason, Andrew, because it is a phenomenally good film.
were the two films that I picked are excellent. Not a lot of people have watched them.
Oh, dog shit. Cough, every, cough.
Every fucker's seen Halloween Kills.
And they've seen it for a reason.
Oh, Michael Myers is so scary.
Yes, he is. Don't you diss Michael. I'm very protective of Michael.
Anyway.
Me and Michael are like so close. Right.
Worst film of the year.
Yeah, go. I'm interested in what yours are.
It's easy for me. Aftermath and Crawl.
Yeah, they were dog shit, weren't they?
Yeah.
Let's not beat around the bush. I mean,
I can't think of two worst.
I've never wanted a crocodile to eat a human being so much in my life.
And the effects.
Oh, it was dreadful. I mean, it was filmed in a low-key swimming pool somewhere.
Yeah, and Aftermath, I just remember hating it, but I can't tell you a single thing about it now.
It's because we've mentally blocked it out because it was so horrific. I can't
actually think what it was about. Is that
where there was some guy living in the walls?
Yeah, that was absolutely
tragic. And if there was a category for worst female and male actors, I'd put them in straight away.
Well, we've just done it.
There you go. Yeah, they're in there. They were awful.
So there you go.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. Yeah, come on, guys. Halloween Kills, best film. You know it's the right thing to do.
Is there two films that you didn't like? Are you picking the same two?
Oh, Malignant and Psycho Goreman.
Bloody hell.
It was
How
easy.
Can you say that?
Because they're
Psycho Goreman, the worst film of the year. Jesus
absolutely
Christ.
Absolutely painful. And I can't believe you made me watch that. I've still not forgiven you.
Oh, there's worse films than them too, surely.
I don't know.
Well, here's one that could be one of them right now.
Let's do it.
It's The Night.
The Night.
Welcome to the Hotel Normandy. How many nights will you be staying?
Just one.
My God, I was depressed.
I'm so right. I just want to say I'm so sorry because I did pick two quite low-key glum films this week. But the thing that made me want to pick it is because straight away the reviews were comparing it to The Shining. Now, you know my number one film and I love it. So I had to watch it.
I heard you say that last week and I didn't want to jump ahead. I 100% knew it was not going to be like The Shining.
There were comparisons.
I think it's used all the time, that, isn't it? I think every time that there's a horror film and there's a little girl who's got a demon inside her, it's just like The Exorcist.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But I do think there was a lot of comparisons. I do think the director must be a big fan of The Shining. Because they tried to take quite a few elements out of The Shining and use it in this film.
Yeah, I heard them. They played the music, didn't they, at one point?
Yeah. So it's kind of like, obviously, it's the same kind of thing. They end up in this hotel together, this Iranian family. So there's a mother, there's a father, there's a baby. I think they break down in their car, don't they? And they end up in the Hotel Normandy.
Yeah.
And all this kind of strange stuff starts to happen. And the first comparison, straight off, you've got the hotel receptionist. Very Delbert Grady.
Yeah.
Or he tried to be.
Yeah, he's an old-style English gentleman, isn't he?
Yeah, and he had that conversation with the father, and it was very... It wasn't what he was saying, it was kind of the way he was saying it. And it was reminiscent of that, you know, the scene in The Shining where they're in the toilets having that conversation.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were trying to pull off there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, obviously not as good as The Shining, though.
No.
He was no Delbert Grady, was he?
That's it. So yeah, they spend the night in it. And it is only over the course of a night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's literally one night.
And they're kind of forced to tell each other all the secrets, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like all the things in the house, all the ghosts, all the demons are forcing them to say...
Exactly, these malevolent forces, they're kind of like hungering for their dark secrets that they've kept from one another, and that's kind of how the film climaxes at the end.
I don't know how you felt. So, in little parts, it went into English, didn't it?
I got really confused, Andrew.
Oh, I did in the first bit, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, hang on, am I watching an Iranian film or an English film?
Admit it, did you get your remote control and have a look at the settings?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, hang on a minute. How can they understand each other? One minute they're speaking Iranian and then they're randomly speaking to somebody else in English. And I'm like, this just doesn't make sense.
So apparently it's a hotel in America, isn't it, though, as well?
Yes.
I read into that. I didn't know that. I presumed it was England.
Okay.
But no. Yeah, so there was little bits that were scary.
There was. I think they did the atmosphere really well. Definitely. What I love, they did this thing where they had the buzzing in the background of these neon kind of old-fashioned hotel signs. And then that buzzing kind of stopped, and that's how you knew something was going to happen. I thought that was quite clever.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a child who kept appearing at the door, wasn't there? It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, he was creepy. I'd have thrown some bucket of water over him straight away if he was at my door.
Definitely. Yeah. Done. A little bit later on, they find out that the hotel is empty.
Yeah.
So all the noises, you know, are the ghosts. But it's quiet, it's intense.
It is. I love their use of music, like the old style kind of 20s Betty Boop music in the background.
Yeah.
I think they called it flapper music or something. But then again, that you can compare that to The Shining. They did the same thing.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Mm,
yeah,
it's good.
The hall. Yeah, definitely. I don't think they spent a lot on the film, but it felt like a big film, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
I looked at the budget. I think it was only a few thousand.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. But it's won us some awards. It's done quite well.
Yeah, and it won the 2021 Grimfest Award.
Yeah.
Which is quite big.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it was full of atmosphere. You can't argue that. It really was. And some bits I found really uncomfortable. There's a scene where there's a policeman in the room talking to them.
Yes.
And they go over to the door, without giving too much away, though, but they open the door and the policeman stood there. And I was like, whoa, that's trippy.
Yeah, I like
really
that.
Really trippy. It was good.
That was good. I just felt it needed a little bit of personality.
Yeah, I didn't. The characters weren't very likable.
Not at all, no.
Didn't really care about them that much.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're spending a night in an hotel, but smile. You know.
For God's sakes, yeah. It was glum, wasn't it? Kind of like, I'd had a shit day at work, and then I put this on, I thought, oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God, it sends you over the edge.
I was looking for Psycho Goreman, just to cheer me up a bit.
So at the end, he wakes up and it looked like it was a dream.
It did.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, that is so cheap. But it wasn't. There was a little twist towards the end as well.
The ending really made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like mirrors anyway.
No.
I find them creepy entities. It's like, oh, don't look in there. And yeah, they did this whole thing with the mirror and his reflection at the end and it freaked me out.
Yeah. Which you think was taken directly from Twin Peaks.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah, but it was good. Just smile, you know.
Yeah, just smile once in a while. At least have one scene where they're kind of happy. Even at the beginning, it was just straight into it, wasn't it? Doom and gloom the whole way through.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Here's a question for you. What is the scariest hotel in films?
Oh,
apart from the obvious.
Oh, okay. I'm not allowed to pick that one.
Well, obviously, Overlook Hotel's got to be up there.
Got the Bates Motel.
Got the Bates Hotel.
That's got to be pretty creepy. I can't think of any more hotels.
Have you seen Hostel?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to stay there.
No, you won't stay there. You won't pay me to stay there.
And Hellels LLC. I don't know if you've seen them films. They're really good.
No, I've not seen those.
Yeah. But there's a few. I think there's something about a hotel in a horror film, isn't there?
There is. I mean, you can't. I'm sorry. I know you said we're not going to use it, but you can't beat the Overlook.
No.
They have the best carpets in the world. Mate, I just stay there just for the carpets.
I hope for your brand new house. I hope you've got a carpet.
Well,
Overlook carpet.
I've got a spare room upstairs, which is going to be my horror/cinema room.
Cool.
And I have looked for a Shining rug to go in there, but God, I can only get them from America. They're really expensive.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Well, if anyone like can tweet where I can get one in the UK from quite cheap, that'd be great.
Around.
Must be someone who can help me. Because that would look good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
In a recent episode of our friend Chucky.
Yeah.
there was the shining carpets.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. Really stood out. It was great.
I would do my whole house in it if I was loud, but I don't think my other half would be keen.
Yeah, I don't think you walk into someone's house and you see, because it's bright orange, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit like, a bit retro, isn't it?
Yeah.
In your face. I think just a rug in my horror room would be great.
It would look cool. It would look cool. Anyway,
yeah.
How are we scoring this miserable fucking film?
I'm so sorry, Andrew. I'll pick something more cheerful next time. Okay. I'm going to go with 5.5. I was going to go straight down the middle, but there was the mirror scene tipped me to 5.5.
Yeah, there's a few really good scenes in there, like you mentioned before, you know, when they're all in the room and the cop knocks on the door.
Yeah,
that was quite good.
That was good. It was good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 5.3.
yeah, I think if the characters were more likable, I'd have given him a higher score. But they were fucking miserable, weren't they?
I know you're about to be killed and murdered, but hey, you know.
Yeah, make the most of it.
It's not the end of the world.
No, exactly.
Even though it kind of is. Excellent.
Excellent.
Right. News this week.
Do-do-do.
Okay, there's only one story to start off with.
Oh.
Chucky has been renewed for a season 2.
Yeah, it has. Woo!
Yes.
I've got to watch first series first, so I don't know why I'm too excited.
Yeah.
I've watched like 3 episodes.
And so, you enjoyed it though, right, didn't you?
Oh, I fucking loved it. It's just I don't have the time at the minute to get everything watched, so.
Yeah.
But I will be all over that.
Just 8 episodes. It's just brilliant.
It's so good.
I think you like the final episode. A lot of references to The Shining.
Oh, is there? I'm going to love that then. I'm all over that. Yeah,
really
I good. Will have a binge day and binge it all in one day, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I can't even give it away. I can't even talk to you about it really, can I? But yeah.
No, you can't.
Let's just say he's alive and well and he's looking unstoppable.
Good. So he should be. I don't want any of these like big characters to be killed off. It's like Michael Myers. I don't want him to die.
Yeah.
I don't want Freddy to die. Don't want Chucky to die.
I don't know, because I liked all the original films where he actually did die. And I liked how they started the new film and how they brought him back.
Well, yeah, there is that, isn't there? Like, I suppose, same with Nightmare on Elm Street. They turned their back on him, or they said, we're not afraid of you and stuff. But he always found a way back. So he didn't really die. He just kind of went into hibernation.
Yeah. And without giving away the ending, he does die multiple times in this film, but there's a reason for that.
Ah, okay. Intrigued.
But yeah, I loved it in Child's Play 2 as he came back in the factory. Do you remember the start of the Child's Play 2 where in the factory and they're putting the eyes back in? And that was cheap electric shock because of Bride of Chucky where he's been stitched up.
I enjoyed that. That was good. I love Bride of Chucky so much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. Oh,
I think we need to do that at some point, don't we?
Yes, we do. I'll have so much fun rewatching that.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, so that's my news this week. And it's great news.
Yours is so much more exciting than mine.
Chucky's back.
Chucky is back. Well, I find it quite sparse on the news front, if I'm honest with you. And the only thing that I'm actually really excited about at the moment is the fact that Scream is obviously coming back in January.
Yeah.
And there's lots of little processes on the way to a film going on the big screen. And another little tick box has been ticked because they've actually given it a rating now.
Yeah.
And no surprise. And this is why I'm confused. They've given it an R rating.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
Well, I've always presumed it's 18 in our country.
Well, this is where I was a little bit confused because obviously, and I had a look into it, and I don't know if our American listeners can kind of clarify this for me. Apparently, it covers like 15 to 18.
Right.
Well, that's kind of a big jump, isn't it?
So it could be 15 then.
Yeah. So I had a look back in the UK at what the Scream films were. Scream's 1, 2 and 3 were 18. Scream's 4 is only a 15.
Was it?
Yeah. So I don't know what it's going to be classified as in this country. Okay. I got really confused with it and I thought I'd use that as my news story because you might go, no, Emma, this is what it is. It's a...
Yeah, yeah. No, I can't help you on that one. I mean,
no.
I always look at a horror film, especially all the classics. You know, every time they bring an Elm Street house.
Yeah.
Or a Chucky. The first thing you look at, is it going to be the same as the originals? Is it going to be an 18?
Exactly.
Are they not going to hold back? Yeah. And I think it is important for horror, isn't it?
It is important. I mean, I think in the UK, we use it's very structured. You've got your UPG 12, 15, 18. And to me, a 15 and an 18 film is very different.
Yeah.
But apparently an R rating covers that whole age group.
I mean,
it's weird.
It is. I totally understand, though. Because if you're not 18, you're going to bring in more audience out. You're going to bring in more money.
Yeah.
If it's a 15 rated film.
Yeah. I have to admit, though, I used to go to the cinema with my mum and dad and to like 15 films and hide behind them and get sneaked in. So it means nothing. It means nothing. We find our way in.
We do. I think our age rating is really odd because in the last 5 years, we've done a 12A, haven't we?
I don't even know what that means.
Have you heard of a 12A?
So I've heard of it, but I don't know what it means.
A lot of action films, like all your superhero films, are 12A.
Okay.
And that means, well, automatically you think you have to be over 12, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
It's not. Oh. You could go in as a 2-year-old as long as you've got an adult with you.
Well, isn't that PG? Parental guidance.
A kid can walk in a PG, but a 12A, you've got to be accompanied by an adult.
God, it's getting too complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think they should just lift them and just let us watch what the fuck we want to watch.
Yeah. I mean, it's not ruined us, has it?
No, exactly. I mean, I was watching Nightmare on Elm Street at 5 years old, and I'm fine.
yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that's kind of my news. It's just a little step closer to the big screen. We're getting closer, aren't we? I can't wait. I cannot wait.
And we will be doing a special episode for our Scream. We might as well tell people now. We're going to be working with the Scream podcast.
Yeah, I can't
wait. It's quite big for us, really. Yeah, it's a really popular podcast.
I can't wait to talk to these guys because I've listened to them and big love to them. They're great.
Yeah,
he's great.
So looking forward to that. So in that episode, we'll be looking at Scream 5 and we'll probably, as our classic film, no doubt we'll be doing Scream.
I can't wait to watch it. I think it's going to be weird because I'm moving house when it comes out.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to tell my other half, I'm going to be like, I'm just popping for some milk. And then I'll just go watch Scream and just pop back 2 hours later. You'll never know. You'll never know.
Every shot was shut. I had to travel. Yeah,
I had to drive to Southampton and oh my God. Yeah.
how come you're wearing the Scream mask, Emma?
It
doesn't matter.
I am tempted to go in a Scream get up, you know, just for the laugh. It's going to be great.
Why not? Okay, Hall of Fame this week.
Woo, Hall of Fame.
Okay, so I picked the Hasbro figures.
That
got 40%. And you picked the Mini Stay Puft, which got 60%.
You can't be mad at that, though. I mean, they're so cute.
Another win for you. What is going on?
Oh, my God, I am on a roll.
Yeah.
Can you feel it slipping away, Andrew?
I can a bit, yeah. I'm quite happy with the 12 weeks in a row. But hey, I can't argue with that.
Oh, well, we'll see what this week delivers, won't we? But yeah,
so you can go first as the winner.
Oh, thank you very much. So staying on key, as always, and our next film that we're having a look at is the film Psycho from the 1960s. So I wanted to pick something out of Psycho, and I could have been really obvious and picked like the hotel and that, and I thought I'm going to pick something really weird. And I'm going to pick Norman Bates's mum's dress.
Okay.
And I have a question. It's in black and white. How do we know it's blue? Because all the like McFarlane figures and that is a blue dress.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
I just, boggled my mind. I was thinking about that this morning. Don't know why I've got time to think about crap like that, but for some reason it popped in my head.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I'm going to pick his mum's dress because he looked great in it. He rocked it.
I mean, I was thinking of the film the other day and how come it is in black and white? I don't understand because it was around the year where there were no black and white films. But perhaps it was done on purpose. I mean, Hitchcock, it does feel like it should be in black and white.
Yes,
but I'm surprised no one's ever released a coloured version, you know?
Well, apart from that, the remake. There was... Was it in the 90s or something? I can't remember, even remember.
It was. And it was a line for line, wasn't it?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, yeah. They just copied.
I'd rather watch the original.
It's an odd thing to do, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
if you're going to do a remake, at least change it up a bit. But yeah,
it's a twist on. I mean, don't go too far and ruin it like Nightmare on Elm Street, but you know.
No, but it was shot scene for scene, line by line, wasn't it?
Literally the same, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Really odd choice. Odd. Anyway.
Oh, what's your pick?
I know you just said I don't want to do anything obvious.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. You're sat there going,
Bates
fucking
Motel.
Bitch.
Fair play, though. Fucking boring, Andrew. Yeah, go on, you're cunt. Still... have the Bates Motel.
You can have that one. Yeah, although you might actually win.
Yeah.
I mean, I've picked a bloody dress.
So there you go. Norman Mother's Dress and a boring, boring Andrew's choice for Bates Motel.
Yeah,
so
obvious.
So obvious and predictable.
So
God.
Obvious, boring.
God.
Sorry.
So there you go.
Brilliant.
And moving on and talking to Psycho.
Yes!
We'll move into Psycho.
Here we have a quiet little motel, when in fact it has now become known as the scene of the crime.
You have a vacancy?
Oh, we have 12 vacancies. Isn't this the first place that looks like it's hiding from the world?
I think that we're all in our private traps, clamped in them. And none of us can ever get out.
Okay. First of all, have you always been a fan?
Oh, God, yeah. Literally, yeah. I mean, I'm going back to when I was little again. I watched it for the first time at my grandmother's house and she put it on. Obviously, I've said this with other films before. I sat there absolutely terrified. And I've kind of... It's always been such a massive, classic masterpiece. I've kind of carried it through the years and always loved it.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, how cool is your grandma?
Yeah, how cool is she? I mean, I don't know if you could say it's cool, but she did put me in... Well, my auntie as well. I had my auntie and my grandma. I used to chuck me in front of all sorts of films.
Brilliant.
And I actually remember, this is how vivid I remember it. I remember watching, I don't remember if you remember Tales of the Unexpected, which was a TV
course,
thing.
Yeah.
We watched that, which scared me. And then we watched Psycho. I actually remember this scene of me sat there watching it. It's brilliant. So it's got a nice warm place in my heart for a horror film, really.
I mean, I know everyone knows the story, but can you try and explain the story of Psycho?
Psycho. So it is Jamie Lee Curtis's mother, Janet Leigh.
It is?
Yes, it is. She plays kind of, how can you explain this? Not the nicest character. She steals $40,000 from her employees. I mean, the first scene, she sat there having an affair with a man.
I'll just break into you there, right? So she stole $40,000. So this was in the 60s.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Do you know how much that is now?
Oh, no. Go on.
$350,000.
Fair play to her.
Yeah,
you'd buy a nice house with that.
You would, but yeah, you're quite set there, aren't you?
Crikey, that is a lot of money. Yeah, so she goes on the run. She ends up at a hotel. It's probably not the hotel she would want to stay at. And it is there she meets Norman Bates, who's the caretaker, lives there with his mother, apparently.
Yeah.
Who looks out the window now and again. And she meets her demise in a shower. Possibly one of the most memorable classic murder scenes in any film ever.
And it still is, isn't it?
And it still is. Yeah, completely. Yeah,
brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. I watched it the other night. And the first thing that hit me is the music.
Oh, it's so strong.
It's the first, I think it's the first ever.
Yeah.
Like horror music, isn't it? It's a theme, the first ever horror theme that really
stands out. It was literally just recorded with strings, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's literally, I don't know, it screams terror at you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's most brilliant. Definitely. Absolutely brilliant.
Really, really good. He seems really nice, doesn't he? He's charming.
He's very sweet and innocent.
He's a good looking fella.
He is. He's young. He's very likable. I mean, he's what a lovely chap.
He does, yeah.
Lovely. I'd sit and have a cup of tea with him.
And that's the end of the film. So she goes to a hotel. He's a lovely chap. And he's played by Anthony Perkins.
Yeah, he's brilliant, isn't it? brilliant.
Very, very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, he kind of turns, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he...
Not
what
everyone's
I love,
perfect.
What I love about this film, so I did a little bit of, I mean, it's an Alfred Hitchcock classic. I kind of looked into it, and Alfred Hitchcock did everything he could to keep this film under wraps, so people didn't get, it wasn't ruined for people who went to see it. He literally, I think it was Paramount, banned anybody from going into the cinema after the beginning of the film, because he didn't want to ruin the illusion that the whole film gives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did no kind of pre-viewings for the press and the reviewers, so they couldn't see it and spoil it.
Absolutely.
But they did spoil it. So I've got to read this to you, because I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's a review that was done in 1960s, and I'm just going to read it to you. Maybe it's not cricket to give away the ending, but since hardly anyone plays cricket and since the picture's playing here, you might as well know that the Perkins psychotic split has him assuming the dual roles of himself and his mother. And as Hitchcock says, his mother is a homicidal maniac. So these guys actually went out of the way to try and...
What a bastard.
What a prick. They went out of the way to ruin the film for him. Yeah, yeah. Which was kind of a bit sad, really.
It always made me laugh as well. It was a really famous story. Like you said, Hitchcock tried everything not to reveal the ending.
Yeah.
He went out and he tried to buy every book.
Did he?
Yeah, because it was released in book first.
It was.
A novel. Yes, mm-hmm. We went to every bookshop and he spent loads on buying all the books and destroying them.
That's fantastic.
So no one would know the ending.
I mean, fair play to him. That's how passionate he was about this film that he was releasing. He wanted the audience to have that, oh my God, factor at the end.
Sure.
Brilliant.
So there's a really famous scene in it, a shower scene.
Oh.
Where, yeah.
So I have a question for
you,
Andrew.
She meets her demise, doesn't she? Yeah.
How old were you when you first watched it?
Oh God, I don't
know. Do you reckon?
I don't know. 10 maybe.
So I just want to know if you experienced this, because it's something I've read about a lot, and I actually myself experienced it. Before I rewatched that scene a few days ago, when I think back to that shower scene, I can see it in colour. I can see the blood red.
Right.
But apparently a lot of people experience this. They go, oh yeah, there's blood everywhere, it was all red. But no, in fact, he did it so well, he's made us change the pictures of it in our head.
Genius.
Brilliant.
Well, actually, it wasn't red.
No, it wasn't.
The blood was brown because it was chocolate sauce.
And there wasn't actually that much blood.
No.
It was all the power of suggestion. He was so good at filming that scene. I actually thought it was a bloodbath. And watching it back, I was like, oh, it's not actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's very little blood. Brilliant, absolutely
But
brilliant.
Yeah, apparently you used chocolate sauce to make it look... That was the closest thing you could get.
Fair play to him.
To look like blood, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I love the shower scene. I love the close-up on the eyes and the music.
I think that's my favourite bit of the shower scene, where she's actually laid on the floor at the end and it does the close-up of the eyes and pans out and she looks gone, doesn't she? Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's quite deceiving, isn't it? Because obviously I've seen it loads of times, but I remember in my 20s always thinking that's how it ended.
Yeah.
But then there's a full second act, isn't there?
But isn't it like 20? She dies like 20 minutes into the film or something.
Yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite an early. You think this is your leading lady. That's it. She's going to survive this.
She's a great character, though, isn't she?
Oh, she's so good.
She's
really,
cool.
Really, really cool.
So then in the second half, it's a sister trying to find her.
Yeah.
And a cop.
Yes.
Yeah. And you kind of feel bad for Norman, don't you?
Kind of do. I mean,
it's one of them things. I think we've talked about this before. You kind of root for the killer, which is just nuts, isn't it?
It's not his fault. He's got mum issues, is it?
No. Poor
but I've
Norman.
I've actually been to the Psycho House.
Oh, right, okay.
So the original house. So as you see it in the film, the right side and the front side was made for the film. It's not an actual house.
Right.
And it's in Universal Studios. And they built the rest over time. So they built the left side of the house and they built the back. And it stood on a hill at Universal Studios. And I was 13 years old and I remember standing outside of it having my picture taken. But I can remember at 13, I can remember that feeling of how important it was.
Did he turn it into a ride?
So I don't think it was a ride at the time, but they've moved it around into different lots. They've moved it three times. So they might have used it in a ride or something at one point. But when I went over there, it was literally stood on stood on top of a hill.
Yeah. But it's, do you know what?
Spectacular.
I've been there too.
Have you?
I'm just trying to think of it. Yeah, I can remember.
Can you remember it?
But because I was young,
yeah,
I probably didn't associate it with Psycho.
Yeah. I remember, yeah, I remember that. Then they had a Alfred Hitchcock Birds ride where you walked into
it
was like you were getting attacked by all these birds. But that was a film I nearly picked.
Yeah.
And I just decided to go for Psycho instead.
It was
a great
brilliant
film.
In the day. But I mean, I've been recently.
Mm-hmm.
There's no E.T.
What? That's gone?
There's no Jaws.
What?
Which is mad, isn't it? You think
of
the Jaws ride.
I went on both of those rides when I was 13.
God, yeah, all the ones, basically all the 80s films.
They had
just
Indiana
all
Jones when I was
that's
there.
Gone.
Oh, boring. I don't want to go back there then.
Yeah.
Boring. And
you travelled through time in the car with...
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
In the DeLorean.
In the DeLorean. Yeah, that's gone as well.
Oh, that's just sad.
Yeah, they just put shit like the Pirates of the Caribbean and, you know, crap
well,
like that.
I believe that the Psycho house is still there. So I hope it is anyway.
Yeah. But such a classic film, isn't it?
Oh, I loved watching it. And I don't know why it's weird. I got this kind of warm nostalgia feeling throughout. I think it's such an important film to horror fans in general.
Yeah. It's up there, isn't it?
It's massively up there. It's an absolute masterpiece. Even though it's black and white. It's not some. If somebody says this film's from 1960s, I'd be like, ooh, I don't want to watch that. It's in black and white. It's going to be rubbish. But this is just.
It doesn't feel like that, does it?
It doesn't feel like that. It's still terrifying. The acting's brilliant. Alfred Hitchcock is a very clever man.
Sure is. Sure
is. Very clever.
Have you seen any of the sequels?
I haven't. No, have you?
All good.
Are they good?
There's four, yeah. And it's kind of like The Exorcist, isn't it? Where the because The Exorcist is such an important film, sequels are wrote off.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'd put Psycho 2 in the same conversation as Exorcist 3.
Well, I need to watch Psycho 2 then, don't I now?
Yeah, Psycho 2 is really good. So Psycho 3. And you
is
know.
It in colour, Psycho 2? Or is it still
it
black
is.
And
it's,
white?
No, it's in colour. It's about 20 years after.
So okay.
It's an 80s film. He's out of prison now. They found a clause where, you know, it was his health, his mental health.
Uh-huh.
So he was allowed back out in the community. He's got a job in a little cafe. But yeah,
good for him.
He starts seeing his mum again. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Really good, really good. He plays such a great role. And obviously, 98 was the remake.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I went to the cinema to see that.
I have. I think I had it on VHS, you know.
I watched it a couple of times.
But I just think you didn't need to recreate scene for scene because the original just was enough.
I mean, he was quite good as Norman Bates.
Yeah, he was actually. He was good.
But it just got slated because it was just the same film.
It was literally
the
same.
A complete
What's
waste
the point?
Of time. And it didn't work in colour, did it?
No, I think it worked really well in black and white, actually.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, my favourite bit about Psycho, apart from obviously that shower scene, is the end scene where Norman Bates actually looks up at the camera.
Yeah.
God, he looks... You've gone from that sweet, innocent, sensitive-looking boy to, he's a nasty piece of shit.
He's a nutter. Yeah,
he's a nutter.
Definitely.
Absolutely brilliant.
Moving on from that, have you seen the TV series?
I started watching it. I didn't get very far. I watched the first episode. It's another on my list of when I've got time, I'm going to literally binge watch that as well.
Again, brilliant.
And it's got my favourite actress in it. It's got Vera
Farmiga. She's very, 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 very good. Oh,
I
my God,
she's great.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
such a great actress.
God, I always forget that she was in there.
Yeah.
She's good. She's very, very good.
Got to watch that.
Yeah. So, as a franchise, it's almost all it's, isn't it, Psycho?
They've tried it. They've done everything with it, haven't they? They've done the remake. Yeah. They've done the TV series. They've done the sequels. But you can't beat the original.
No.
You really can't.
More importantly than that, have you got any merchandise?
Funny you say that. So I have no Psycho merchandise at
all. No, me neither.
And I sat there and watched the film the other day, and I was like, oh my God. Now, when I was a young girl, I had loads of old horror posters on my walls, all framed. Yeah. And one of them was the Psycho poster. And it was, you know, the leading lady sat there in a bra with a skirt on, and you've got Norman Bates to the side of her. Yeah. I've bought it again, and it's on its way to me now.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it's got to go up on my wall in my horror room.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, but there isn't a lot else out there. I did There's have not. Years ago. I had the McFarlane Norman Bates figure, but I've lost it over
time.
So
did I. Yeah, yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
Same here. Yeah. I've lost it too.
But yeah. Not I feel like
I kind of need a sign for the hotel.
I think like Trick or Treat Studios need to make like a Norman Bates mum's mask. That'd be good.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd buy that.
But, well, you'd think they'd look into the merchandise, because you could have stuff from the hotel, couldn't you? You could have soap, you could have dressing gowns.
Wouldn't it,
from the Bates Motel?
That would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't know why they've not done that.
I'd love like a replica model of the house or something. That would be great.
Yeah.
And you could light it up and see his mum in the window.
Brilliant.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a big moment.
I'm stressing about it already. I've been stressing about it for the past 10 minutes.
So am I.
And that's why I'm going to insist that you go first.
Okay. Fair enough.
Go on.
Obviously it's high.
It's got to be high. It's up there, isn't it?
How high?
It's very, very good.
It's near a perfect film, isn't it?
It stood the test of time. It really has. I mean, 1960s, and look at it now. It's still phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm going to go really high. I'm going to go 9.2.
Yeah. I had a figure in my head, even though I was stressing about it. I kind of wanted to see where you went, but I have gone in my head 9.3. So we're very, very close.
Excellence.
No argument.
So it's easily broke into our top 10 and quite high.
It has to be in our top
5, yeah.
Has to be.
Excellent.
And we agree. Yay. We're doing so well.
Right.
Mm.
Next week, our films.
I'm so excited. Go on, cheer me up a bit, because I gave you a couple of really depressing films.
So I'm kind of changing the format here. Sorry, I do that a lot, don't I?
That's okay. It's your podcast. You do what you want.
I don't think we should do a new film.
Okay.
Awards.
Oh, yeah.
So I suggest now we pick a classic and a Christmas film.
Oh, God, yes. No, I've already got one in my head. It's picked.
There's so many.
I watched one yesterday. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'll probably pick it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's my favourite.
But it's that time of the year where we are watching Christmas films and that we're watching horror Christmas films.
I love a horror Christmas film.
You're not going to love this one. I'm going to go for an absolute stinker, but I think we need to talk about it.
Okay.
And it's called Santa's Sleigh.
Okay, I've not heard of it.
Oh, my God. Often regarded as one of the worst films ever.
Oh, brilliant. Good start.
But,
well done.
So Father Christmas turns into a killer.
Well, obviously, it's going to happen.
And it stars a wrestler.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Are you in for it?
No, I'm out. I'm out.
I need you to see the trailer. But yeah, I think a lot of people will appreciate us talking about this because it's kind of become like a classic in a bad way.
Yeah, you've kind of lost me at wrestler.
Yeah, but you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. But it's going to be a fun episode. It's going to have more personality than bloody, what was that shit you made me watch?
The Dark. The Night.
The Night. Yeah. Yeah, so okay. Santa's Sleigh. Okay, and then I'm going to go, again, not so much a classic. Because I feel sometimes what we do is we just talk about the films that we like. Well, you know,
yeah, we do.
Other people like other films. So I'm going to go, I'm a Chucky fan.
Yeah, you are.
A big Chucky fan.
Biggest Chucky fan I know.
Possibly. I'm going to go for one of the worst, if not the worst Chucky film. But I always see it as a classic. Child's Play 3.
Okay. Child's Play 3. I'm writing it down now. I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah, so Child's Play 3 is often regarded as the worst, but I just remember it so fondly because I think it's the first Chucky film I ever saw.
So, obviously, you've kind of introduced me back into the world of Chucky and Child's Play.
Yeah.
Before I kind of got talking to you on the podcast, I was a bit like, meh, not really bothered. I blame you for the reason that I've got a Tiffany doll and a Chucky doll stood in my thing. You've got me back into it big time. So I
forget you're a Tiffany fan. Oh my God, you're going to love the last episode.
Big Tiffany fan. I absolutely adore her. She is my like soul doll.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I watched, you had me rewatch the first one. Fucking loved it. You had me rewatch number two. Fucking loved it. And I've held off watching number three because I knew it'd come up at some point. So I'm quite excited.
It's got to.
And you've just told me it's the worst one and I've kind of gone,
It is, but I don't want you to think of it. It's going to be terrible because it's highly watched. It's Chucky. It's watchable, isn't
it? So I feel with Chucky, there's kind of like two Chuckies. You've got your Seed of Chucky, Bride of Chucky kind of humor.
Yeah.
And then you've got your Child's Play, which is pure horror. Kind of where does it sit in between those two?
Right in the middle.
Is it? Okay, so he's got elements
really
of both.
He's really gaining. He's a bit like, you know, in Nightmare on Elm Street, where I think Freddy started to get his personality in about four.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street 4, didn't he?
He gets a bit sassy.
This is where Chucky's at now. You can see he's at his worst as well. I think in our in the UK, you couldn't buy it for a long, long time. It was banned.
There was a very sad event around that, wasn't there?
And we'll kind of touch on it. I don't want to go too much
into it. Yeah, we won't too much, but I think it is important to the franchise.
It was banned for a number of years because it was a really dark film. It's Andy Barclay. So at the end of part two, he walks off with Kyle, doesn't he?
Yes.
He doesn't know where he's going to be at. He hasn't got parents. He hasn't got step-parents.
Oh, I remember it now. It's coming back.
Yeah, and it takes place 10 years later.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
And he's in the army.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, like a child army. You know, he's still only very, very young. But yeah, so that's Child's Play 3.
Look forward to that one. Really am. And
Santa's Sleigh. Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's going to be a fun podcast.
I kind of am really looking forward to it in a weird way.
Yeah,
it's going to be trash,
on right
isn't
now. Oh, it's trash in the highest degree.
I can't wait. Okay, there you go. Choices. Really,
I'm looking
good
forward
choices.
To your choice for a Christmas film as well.
I've got it in my head already. I cannot wait to tell you what it is. But I will do that.
I don't
next
want you to
week.
Tell me what it is, but have you got any other Christmas films that you like?
Home Alone, do you count that?
Oh, come on, horror.
No, horror. Oh, God, no, literally, this is the... I'll tell you what it is next week, but it's the one film every Christmas. I fucking love it, and I sit down and watch it, and it is pure horror Christmas combo. But yeah, you can wait for that until next week.
In terms of horror Christmas films, you've got Gremlins. I think we should... If we watched Afterlife last week, we could still watch Gremlins. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
We've got Krampus.
Yeah.
We've got A Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm quite happy
for us
to watch that.
There's loads, isn't there? There is absolutely loads. Now, thinking about it, yeah.
So there you go. For the next 4 or 5 weeks, we'll be choosing Christmas films.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy.
Yay. Right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Follow us now at Gang Horror at Twitter, or you could check us out on our Facebook page and our Instagram page, the Horror Movie Gang Podcast. Join us.